Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. And, you know, it's been a couple of days since Paula and myself have been on here because we've been very busy. Paula has been dealing with a lot of medical situations, and I've been dealing with, I've had a couple medical situations, but mine stems from working. I'm a workaholic. I love to work. And so, you know, I've been kind of busy in the last couple days. But anyway, I decided to take a few minutes to come in here and do a news update to let everybody know that, that we have a lot going on, Paula and myself, but we will be back on Sunday to do our regular broadcast show, which is at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The one thing I want to get to is some of the stuff that we kind of missed in the last couple weeks. And I got to be honest with you, the more that I have read about the Republican Party and their agenda about taking over America once Donald Trump is elected as president, their plan of action is to basically eliminate and get rid of the federal government of the United States of America and all the federal government programs. Now, what does that mean? That means that if you're on Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid, these type of programs will no longer exist under the Project 2025. That is a plan that's implemented day one if Donald Trump wins the presidency. They would hope that they would have enough for the Republicans to take over Congress of, you know, the House and the Senate. And that way they can push all these agendas, these projects, through as quick as possible, because they want to eliminate Social Security as quick as possible. They want to eliminate Medicare and Medicaid as quick as possible. If you haven't ever had a chance to read Project 2025, give yourself a few minutes to look at that. Just read it. It's real. It's not fake. It's not some conspiracy theory. This is something that has been put together by the Republican Party and by Donald Trump, and they put this together in hopes that he wins in 2024. Now, there's a lot that we need to be concerned about, and that is if Donald Trump does win, how fast our country will turn into a fascist country. Because Donald Trump will become the dictator of our country, and that means that he will basically rule it as somebody who would be no different than how Vladimir Putin runs Russia, Kim Jong-un runs North Korea, and so United States would follow under the dictatorship of Donald Trump, which means that he could do anything he wants to you. And you have to abide by it. He can make up the new rules. The Constitution would no longer exist. He could declare martial law, where he could become the leader of our country indefinitely. And I know, like, MAGA people would love to hear that. They would be like, oh, God, yes, if he could just be the leader forever, I would be so excited. But the problem is, do we really want him to be the leader for the rest of his life, which could be anywhere from now until about, 99 or whatever? That's the problem, is that American democracy would no longer exist. And that's the problem that I have with MAGA people, is that these people claim to be patriots, and they say, oh well, MAGA, we love our patriotism, God bless America, and everything they're screaming is definitely not patriotism. It's not anything to do with America itself, because that is not what our forefathers had promoted in our country. That's not what they've done for our country. That's not what the Constitution was about. But, why would you – would it surprise you that Donald Trump would want to get rid of the Constitution? I mean, why not? He already shits on it anyway. And so, this is the Republican agenda. Okay, so – here's something I wanted to play. This is something that came. It was on the when Joe Biden did his State of the Union address. I thought it was amazing because he slammed the shit out of the Republicans. Here's what happened. Take a listen.
Underestimate President Biden at your own peril. This was one of the best speeches I've seen President Biden give, and perhaps one of the best State of the Union speeches I have ever seen. And when you see how unserious these MAGA Republicans are, here's Marjorie Taylor Greene playing cosplay dress up. I think it was The Daily Show that said this looked like KKK Fridays with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And you see the types of traveling fascist circus rallies that are these Donald Trump speeches. To have this contrast is, and seeing what normalcy looks like, seeing a dignified president and President Biden give this State of the Union also exposed just how amateurish, how small Donald Trump and MAGA looks. For a point of comparison, before I show you some of the highlights of President Biden's speech, let me just show you this one clip. I could show you any of these from Donald Trump's traveling fascist circus things that he does, but here's one of the things he says in his speech is how he'd rather be electrocuted than eaten by sharks. Here, play this clip.
But if I'm sitting down and that boat's going down and I'm on top of a battery and the water starts flooding in, I'm getting concerned. But then I look 10 yards to my left and there's a shark over there. So I have a choice of electrocution or shark. You know what I'm going to take? Electrocution. I will take electrocution every single time. Do we agree? I will take electrocution.
You know what? I'll take a dignified president who stands up against our enemies, who wish us ill, who tries to harm our allies. Here's what President Biden had to say about Vladimir Putin at the State of the Union. Play the clip.
What makes our moment rare is the freedom and democracy are under attack at both at home and overseas at the very same time. Overseas, Putin of Russia is on the march, invading Ukraine and sowing chaos throughout Europe and beyond. If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not. But Ukraine can stop Putin. Ukraine can stop Putin if we stand with Ukraine and provide the weapons that needs to defend itself.
Is this invention going to put eye doctors out of business? These self-adjustable glasses are taking the world by storm.
I think MAGA Mike was trying to recall the lyrics of the famous Green Day song, Bite My Lip and Close My Eyes. I think MAGA Mike may have an app for that as well. Let me show you this next clip where President Biden confronts the election lies, the election deniers, those in the Republican Party who support insurrectionists. Play the clip.
My message to President Putin, who I've known for a long time, is simple. We will not walk away. We will not bow down. I will not bow down. In a literal sense, history is watching.
In a literal sense, history is watching. Not precisely the clip I was thinking about playing, but just as strong as the one I was thinking about playing. Here, President Biden, though, confronts the United States Supreme Court. Here, play this clip.
And with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power. Electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you get right about that. Turning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women, but they found out when reproductive freedom was on the ballot. We won in 2022 and 2020, and we'll win again in 2024. If you